the Lord, we don't have to wonder what the reason is. I had a joke I was going to tell, and it sort of fits in right now. The school teacher, I guess maybe fifth, sixth grade school teacher, was an atheist. And she asked the class one day, because, you know, most people like that have an agenda. They're not just happy to be an atheist to themselves. They got to make other people atheists. She asked the class, "How many of you believe in God?" Well, everybody in the class knew that she was an atheist, so a lot of them just kind of sat quietly. Well, this one little girl raised her hand. So the teacher picked on her and said, "Well, why do you believe in God?" She said, "Because I'm a Christian." The atheist was getting angry because she was getting challenged a little bit. And she said, "Well, why are you a Christian?" And she says, "Well, because my mother and daddy are Christians." The atheist teacher looked at her and said, "Well, if your mother and daddy were morons, would you be a moron?" The little girl said, "No, I'd be an atheist." There is a reason. There is a reason for it all. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, who has made sense of my life and made sense of your life. Please don't get distracted from Him. Throughout this 2006 year, please worship Him and love Him like you have never done so before. We're getting closer to the return of Christ. There's no doubt about it. And if Jesus weren't coming back, I wouldn't be here today. Because he would be a liar, wouldn't he? He said, "If I go away, I will come again." He said, I'm not going to follow a liar, knowingly, willingly. He said, "I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself." So I'm looking forward to that. It may not be this year, but it might. "Be prepared, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." So please, during this 2006 year period, please work for the Lord, pray and watch and do those things that He's encouraged us to do, those things that would make Him happy. And above all things, worship Him and love Him and praise Him for all He's doing in your life. And acknowledge Him in all your ways. Would you stand with me right now? We're going to pray a prayer of dismissal, but we're also going to pray a prayer of thanksgiving for the food that is back here in the fellowship hall. So there won't be a blessing after this one, okay? So if you like to say grace before you eat, and I hope you all do, this is it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everyone that was able to be with us this morning. Most of all, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that has been here to bless and to speak to us through the words of these songs and through the word from your scripture that we've read. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for every individual that's here and ask that you anoint their lives with your Holy Spirit, that He will work through them, that they might reach a new level in Christ Jesus. We just pray that you bless this food that we're about to partake of and help it to strengthen and our bodies, that we will be better able to serve you throughout this coming year. We ask this in the lovely name of Jesus. Amen. May God bless you.